Kevin Geist, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Energy at the Air Force. His efforts have earned him a nomination for a Service to America Medal, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So you saved more than $1 billion in energy costs, a big chunk of that pie. How did you do that? What was your strategy?
Our overall strategy is we are looking for opportunities to reduce demand everywhere that we can, to enhance and assure the supply for our installations as well as our aviation operations, and to develop an energy-aware culture to look for opportunities for innovation across the workforce.
Now, it's easy to see, well, not easy, but one can visualize how you can reduce base power consumption. There's a lot of methodologies, but how about airplanes flying? Don't they just use what they use per hour?
Yes, and we have a global mission, both at home as well as around the world, for cargo operations, for combat operations. And one of the areas that we focused on was in our cargo operations. As we move equipment, ammunition, people around the world, we've identified ways to do that more efficiently and effectively. And one key metric that we can point to is that since 2006, we're hauling 19% more cargo, but using 13% less fuel.
So how do you do that? Or you don't turn off a couple of the engines or anything?
No, a lot of it has to do with, one, mission planning and ensuring that we plan what cargo needs to go, that we group cargo appropriately, and also some of the aircraft that we're using have been upgraded with new avionics packages and engines that are more efficient so that you can put more cargo on the airplane and use less fuel in transit.
And are those planes the greatest eater of fuel and energy that the Air Force has, or is it also because of installations and so forth? What's the biggest use?
So our biggest use is our aviation fuel. That's about 86% of that $9 billion bill. And then the rest is for installations and ground vehicles. And if you look at that 86%, the bulk of that is for our mobility operations. And mobility includes cargo as well as the airborne tankers that fly around the world and refuel our aircraft and other service aircraft.
And so I was going to ask you how the program is coming to use biofuels. There were some experiments a couple of years ago to find if the planes could fly with different types of fuel made from bio waste, I guess, or oil. How's that coming along?
Well, our focus has been on having assured supplies of fuel. So it's not necessarily trying to pick a new type of fuel that we can switch to. It's making sure that as we operate around the world, we can use those fuels that are available. So as alternate fuels, which include other synthetic fuels as well as fuels made from biomass, become available, our concern is that we ensure that our aircraft can use that fuel. So our primary effort over the last few years has solely been on certification of the fuels. That's ensuring that those fuels do not cause any adverse or bad effects to our aircraft. We have not looked to use those fuels operationally until they are available in the quantities and at a price that's competitive with traditional fuel.
We're speaking with Kevin Geist, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Energy for the Air Force and a nominee for a Service to America Medal. Because you are the Air Force, are you finding that you have some leverage, you can do some convincing of energy providers and the like to get them to think more about clean energy sources?
So for us, I would say that it's about the mission, and everything that we do has to support our mission, whether it's in flight operations or on our installations. The second thing is that we're looking for those opportunities that are economical. So as we look around the country, there are different situations in the various states, and they have different incentives as it relates to renewable or alternative energy. And we look for those opportunities that make financial sense, that meet our emission requirements and won't have any adverse impacts on what we do on those bases.
Tell us about some of the initiatives at the base level that you've done to reduce the tab there.
So the primary approach that we've had over the last few years is we've had an energy focus fund where we've made specific investments in improving our facilities that will result in reduced energy consumption or an improved efficiency of those facilities. And those investments have helped us to reduce our overall facility energy intensity, or that efficiency, reduce that by about 21% since 2003, which helps us track towards the federally mandated goal that we're trying to hit with energy intensity.
So it sounds like a lot of this is better planning and logistics and research. What about getting people to change their habits? Have you had success with that?
Yeah, that's a good point. One of our four pillars is to develop an energy aware culture, and developing that energy awareness across the Air Force and helping them, the airmen, to make energy a consideration in all that we do can enable innovation across that workforce and help us to find those opportunities and to implement them.
Did you ever think you'd get a medal for this?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this is, without question, my motivation is the mission. It's that global defense mission in airspace and cyberspace across our active duty, our reservists, our National Guard, and we support disaster relief, humanitarian assistance at home and abroad. And the point is that we've shown time and again that we can do that mission and accomplish that mission, and at the same time, we can cut energy costs.